There is a sense of excitement, but I think the biggest thing, more so than anything, is really watching the guys, not just fly around, but make sure they're going in the right direction. That's probably the biggest thing. You know, our young guys have got a lot to learn, and just having them out here early, I think, has helped them. You know, last week we had them in, getting them used to it. Then this week we're actually doing some actual football stuff for them, and it's been good for the rookies. The nice thing also is watching the veteran guys, watching them fly around, watching John Beeson and Thomas Davis and, you know, and Ron Edwards and the rest of those, Charles Johnson, the rest of those guys come out here and run around and fly around. That's been outstanding. And, again, then having our quarterbacks get an early jump on what we want to do. You know, the three of those guys came in. They're all in great shape. They're throwing the ball well. So, yeah, there's a lot of reason for excitement.
Thomas Davis talked about where his heart was. There's no questioning that, is there?
No, I don't question Thomas Davis's heart. You know, the only thing that we hope is that Thomas can stay healthy and be ready to go for us when we open up the season. That it? All right.
Guys, you looking forward to training camp?
Very much so. You know, it's been a good offseason. We've accomplished a lot. We've gotten better as a football team, I believe. And, you know, I think as we continue to grow and mature, you know, continue to take those steps. I mean, you know, there's a lot of expectations, but we got to manage those expectations because all we did last year was win four more games. You know, we won six last year. I think that our next goal, obviously, is to continue to win and win more games to get into the playoffs. So, you know, we'll control that and we'll handle our expectations. But we know we've got to mature as a football team in order for us to get that opportunity.
There's a lot of buzz, like you said, going around about this team. So how do you manage those expectations?
Well, I think the first and foremost is the realization that we've got to harp on the fact that last year all we did was win six more games. And that's the bottom line. The thing we have to do is we have to grow, and we have to make sure the players understand it. Every time we get on that football field, we got to get better as a football team.
You guys made a couple of personnel moves here yesterday. It just shows that you're always looking to get better and improve the roster, isn't it?
Well, you have to. You know, in light of certain situations, circumstances, you know, it was a great opportunity to move a player. You know, Jeff's been a good player for us, and unfortunately, you know, with his health issues, his injury issues, we didn't get him back on the field as soon as we'd like to. So we thought a change of venue would help him. And you know, he's a good football player, and he'll get an opportunity in New York. You know, very happy about bringing Murphy here. You know, I got an opportunity to coach against him for four seasons when I was with San Diego. So we like him. We think he's a very capable football player. And he'll add competition to that position at wide receiver. So we're excited about that.